month of November, just before dawn, near the village of Corran, a new star was born. But hurling and handball was destined to be the greatest exponent that you'll ever see. In the annals of glory, his name is up there.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you in the back rows by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. My cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a ruffling coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands, round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org.
This is www.irishradio.org, 24-hour Irish radio.
Oh, the little boats are gone from the breast of Annalifi. The ferryman is stranded on the quay. Sure, the Dublin docks are dying and the way of life is gone. And Molly, 'twas a part of you and me.
We're the strawberry beds, sweet town to the Liffey.
kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I love you all tomorrow. If you ever loved me, Molly, love me now. 'Twas the only job I knew, 'twas hard but never lonely. The Liffey fairy made a man of me. I was gone without a whisper, I've forgotten even now. And it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I love you more tomorrow. If you ever loved me, Molly, love me now. I hear them whisper Charlie's on the dole. But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young, and the river never owned me heart nor soul. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I love you more tomorrow. If you ever loved me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I love you more tomorrow. If you ever loved me, Molly, love me now. If you ever loved me, Molly, love me now.
Sad, sad story, friends, that I don't like to tell. I had a home and family when they locked me in this cell. I've been here for 18 years, a long, long time, I know. But time don't mean a thing to me, 'cause I got life to go. Well, I went one night where the lights were bright to see what I could see. I met up with an old friend who just thought the world of me. Well, he bought me drinks and took me to every honky-tonk in town. Then words were said and now he's dead. I just had to bring him down. It's been a long, long time now since I've heard from my wife. I know I'd be there with her yet if I hadn't used the knife. Well, I bet that little girl of mine don't realize or know. Her daddy's been here 18 years and still got life to go. I'll bet there's not one man outside that spent this long in jail. I'll be in this prison till my body's just a shell. No, I can't be free to go and see the ones that I love so. 'Cause I've been here for 18 years and still got life to go. Yes, I've been here for 18 years and still got life to go.
I've had a soft spot for Mary ever since we were at school. How many times must I ask myself, why must I act like a fool? But she has such beautiful brown eyes, silky and shiny long hair. And I have one wish in my aching heart, that someday to me she'll be wed. Mary, oh can't you see that I love you so? And every day you pass my way, I long to let you know. If you have another love, then I'll understand. But Mary, how this moment now, I long to be your man. Door to my heart's long been open, yearning for her to step in. If only she did, it would fill my life with all of the joy that love brings. The birds in the trees seem so happy, the first lambs at spring are at play. But I'm standing here all alone beneath a sky that is cloudy and gray. Mary, oh can't you see that I love you so? And every day you pass my way, I long to let you know. If you have another love, then I'll understand. This moment now, I long to be your man. Oh Mary, can't you see that I love you so? And every day you pass my way, I long to let you know. Moment now, I long to be your man.
Irish Radio
with Jerry Byrne.
I'm Jerry Byrne. Join me right here on Irish Radio every Saturday and Sunday from 11 until 1. Also every Monday from 1 o'clock until 3. Look forward to your company.
Irish Radio.
Alice is in Wonderland. I wonder who she's thinking of. I wonder if another man is after my fairy tale love. Is she really walking out on me, or just playing out a fantasy? Will she still know who I am when Alice leaves her wonderland? Someone is in her eyes, I can hear it in her lies. There's something I just don't know. Is this the end of my rainbow? Her mind is so far away. she doesn't have that much to say. I really hate to think it's because she's found another Wizard of Oz. Alice is in Wonderland. I wonder who she's thinking of. I wonder if another man is after my fairy tale love. Is she really walking out on me, or just playing out a fantasy? Will she still know who I am when Alice leaves her wonderland? When will she wake up and realize things aren't always what they seem? And after she faces reality, will I still be in her dreams? Alice is in Wonderland. I wonder who she's thinking of. I wonder if another man is after my fairy tale love. Is she really walking out on me, or just playing out a fantasy? Will she still know who I am when Alice leaves her wonderland? Will I still be her man when Alice leaves her wonderland?
You're listening to Worldwide, www.irishradio.org, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, non-stop Irish music.
Let me be there in your morning, let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong and make it right, yeah. Let me take you to that wonderland that only two can share. All I ask you is let me be there. Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know I always want to be there. Holding your hand, standing by to catch you when you fall, seeing you through everything you do. Let me be there in your morning, let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong and make it right, yeah. Let me take you through that wonderland that only two can share. All I ask you is let me be there. That's how I know I'll always want to be there. Whatever you feel, you need a friend to lean on, here I am. Whenever you call, you know I'll be there. Let me be there in your morning, let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong, take you through that wonderland that only two can share. All I ask you is let me be there. Let me be there in your morning, let me be there in your night. Let me change whatever's wrong and make it right, yeah. Let me take you through that wonderland that me be there.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping I don't cares. We're talking politics, blonde and red-haired chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. You said I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? You said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put him through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. You lit a cigarette. You said, these damn things will kill me. But God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call was 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. Never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by today, just say thanks and pray. I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, and beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy.
Away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The mate's gone all cranky, the pub's stacked in queer. What a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry dusty throat. He comes up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer when the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits, while the boss is inside drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, he cringes in fear. It's no place for the dog, now the pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has come home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You're early, my dear." Then he breaks down and tells her the pub's got no beer. It's lonesome away from the kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Flicker of the fire on the silver and the gold, reflecting my ambition and my gain. Sometimes I'd gladly change my new life for the old, to see my own foil waters once again. As the shadows they fall, I sit here and recall, where you make your bed, you sleep there in the end. I hope each day will give the strength that I might live, to see my own foil waters once again. I know I cried me fill on the day I left Moville. I left the only girl that I'd adore. For years I hoped in vain that I'd win her back again, but that dream's gone now like many's the one before. As the shadows they fall, I sit here and you make your bed, you sleep there in the end. I hope each day will give the strength that I might live, to see my own foil waters once again. There's a memory my heart, all the time I've been apart from the ones who've aged or now are dead and gone, who lit their fires at night to wave their farewell light as we sailed along the shores of Inishowen. As the shadows they fall, I sit here and recall, where you make your bed, you sleep there in the end. I hope each day will give the strength that I might live to see my own foil waters once again, to see my own foil waters once again.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org.
With the very best Irish music, this is www.irishradio.org.
Sound. All the bands, they sounded great, and we danced. dance from 10 to late to the showmans that we knew since I met you. The bands we knew back then, we still remember them. We gather around the rows while they put on the show. They sang a new top ten, we sang along with them. That's the bands that we danced to since I met you. We stand for hours in the queue, see Big Tom and Larry too. When the showbands were in town, people came from miles around. We had the women from Strabam, the women of the Royal Show Band, Joan Dolan, Dickie too, since I met you. And we work from 8 to 5. We travel all around just to hear that showman sound. All the bands, they sounded great, and we danced from 10 to late to the showmans that we knew since I met you. We danced to Foxtrot, Waltz and Jive, and we work from 8 to 5. We travel all around just to hear that showman sound. All the bands, they sounded great, and we danced from 10 to late to the showmans that we knew since I met you. Yeah, that's the things we used to do since I met you.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell, and remember all's not what it seems to be. For the spellers would cut you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this a wee note to me brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, well, the owl fella said, sure, it wouldn't do any harm. For I spent my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of water and the smell of a pound. And sure, maybe there's something you'll learn or you'll see, I can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and my bags through the streets and the rain. Well, my poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short parkway to the flatlands of Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartments on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang yours as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown parade. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I found tell he could barely stand up in his shoes, and he wept as he said, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irishman. So I went up to Nellie's beside for the road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December 'cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from a bill on the side, and all the bright flowers and grass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of my father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. Then I boarded a train and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. My kids know to use the correct knife and fork, but I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order on the streets of New York. La la la. Streets of New York.
You place gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over, you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend.
Beside me and shared all my dreams through the years. shared all the laughter, and sometimes you dried all my tears. You stood close beside me, helped me when good times turned bad. I need you to know you're the best friend that I've ever had. Together we've laughed as we walked hand in hand through the rain. All the good times we've had come back to my memory again. And now as the years pass, they're turning from silver to gold. I pray we will share them together as we're growing old. You're my best friend, the one friend I know will be there come what may. You're the one I depend on, the one friend I turn to each day. So if sometimes I hurt you and things that I say make you sad, remember I love you and you're the best friend that I've ever had. Friend, the one friend I know will be there come what may. You're the one I depend on, the one friend I turn to each day. So if sometimes it hurts you and things that I say make you sad, remember I love you and you're the best friend that I've ever had. Oh, remember I love you and you're the best friend that I've ever
had. That I'm the kind of guy who ever could have kept her, would be taking too much credit on myself. And seeing us together, he just knew that she looked better with somebody else. Now she's gone, no one's surprised, least of all not me. I always knew that I was just a comfort in a time of need. Just a comfort, just a comfort in her time. I gave her comfort in her time of need. Just a comfort in her time. I gave her comfort in her time of need. He knew that we had plans for San Francisco in September, but I didn't see California in her eyes. And by the end of summer, someone made a better offer. You know, I'm not surprised. Just a quick goodbye, nobody's crying. Oh, nobody's crying. I always knew that I was just a comfort in a time of need.
Just a comfort, just a comfort in her time. I gave her comfort in her time with me. Just a comfort, just a comfort in her time. I gave her comfort in her time with me. Just a comfort, just a comfort in her time. I gave her comfort in her time with me. Just a comfort, just a comfort in her time. I gave her comfort in her time with me. I gave her comfort in her time with me. I gave her comfort in her time of need.
One day in the school, it was coming near the end of the class, and the teacher asked the children to go home and think of a story, write out a wee story that had a moral in it. So they all came back, and the following day the teacher said to the first little girl, says, now have you a story and tell us the story and what's the moral. And she raised her head and said, my daddy has a farm, and every Sunday we put chicken eggs onto the lorry and we drive them into the town and we sell them at the market. And one Sunday we hit a big bump on the road into the town, and some of the legs flew out of the basket and got broke. And the teacher says, well, that's very good, but what's the moral of the story? She said, the moral of the story is, don't keep all your eggs in the one basket. Very good, says the teacher, very, very good. She says, now anybody else? Another wee fella said, she says, we have a farm too. So he says, we have a farm too, and we keep chickens' eggs. And whenever the chicken has eggs, we put them in a thing called an incubator. And we put these 12 eggs in another day, and only 8 of them hatched. And what's the moral of the story here now? The moral of the story is, don't count your chickens until they're hatched. That's very, very good, very, very good. Dan Murphy. Dan, do you have a story for us? Oh, I have a story for you. I have a story. See, my Uncle Joe, he went to America, and he got drafted into the American Army, and he fought in the Vietnam War. And when he was flying on a plane, and the plane got hit, and he jumped out of the plane, and all he had with him when he got shot down was a case of beer, a machine gun, and a big machete. And on the way down from the plane, his parachute, he drank the beer. And he ran at the whole case, and he landed in the middle of these 70 Viet Cong, and he started shooting them with a machine gun. But he got about 6 of the machine gun, he got 5 with a machete, and he killed the rest of them with his bare hands. And the teacher says, that's a very good story, Dan, but what's the moral of it? He says, the moral is, don't mess about with Uncle Joe when he's drinking them.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello.
Hello.
I belong to another, it wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner, a place outside of town, tonight we try to say goodbye again.
Goodbye.
But I know it's not over, I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
just walk on by. Wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Master Careless, thou love that we perish. Can't you see that we're about to die? This boat we're on is surely going under. Save us now, his disciples cried. So Jesus rose to stand against the tempest, knowing his disciples had no faith. Just to prove that he was still the master, he spoke and the wind and seas obeyed. Could it still be God? Even if he never calmed a storm on the raging sea, it's still been God. Even if he never caused a blinded eye to see, it's still been God. Even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet, it's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. Cause even if he never come and done a single miracle, Jesus would have still been God. Mary was his loving earthly mother. She understood the purpose of her son. Ever since the angel came and told her, this child is the blessed Son of God. So when she'd see the people gather round him, watching for a miracle to prove that he would be their one and great Messiah, she just smiled, she already knew. But he's still been God. Even if he never caught a storm on the raging sea, he's still been God. Even if he never caused a blinded eye to see, he's still been God. Even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet, it's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. Cause even if he never come and done a single miracle, Jesus would have still been God.
He's still been God.
Even if he never calmed the storm on the raging sea,
he's still been God.
Even if he never caused a blinded eye to see,
he's still been God.
Even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet,
he's
even if he never come and done a single miracle, Jesus would have still been God. Still been God. Even if he never calmed the storm on the raging sea, he's still been God. Even if he never caused a blinded eye to see, he's still been God. Even if he never brought a crippled man to his feet, it's not about what he did, it's all about who he was. Cause even if he never come and done a single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God. Cause even if he never come and done a single miracle, then Jesus would have still been God.
The shamrock is a tender plant, and its beauty sure wouldn't fade. So a sprig of Irish heather I am sending you instead. Just a sprig of Irish heather, that's seen all kinds of weather, withstood the heat of summer,
with an aching heart across the other ocean, to go back home just one more time to where your grandma came from. If your children share the love you feel and it fills your heart with pride, you are sentimental Irish deep inside. If you're holding on to some sweet dream instead of letting go, if thoughts are filled with memories of times long, long ago, if you love each blade of grass or green from Cork to Dunedin, you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. Do you still recall your mother's words from when you were a child? And sometimes in a crowded room you see your father's smile, and you would give just anything to share this memory. Then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish. Sentimental Irish, you are sentimental Irish just like me.
It was Boston City gave me birth so many years ago. And my forebears came from Ireland, from Erris in Mayo. And they placed aboard a ship to leave. I often heard them say, it was lovely sawing harbor at the side of Blacksod Bay. And now that I have come once more to dear old Erris shore, to view ancestral homesteads in the parish of Kilmore, to see they left upon that summer's day. And lovely sawing harbor at the side of Blacksod Bay. I landed down in Ginnam's town, where I met people grand. I told them what had brought me back to dear old Ireland. And they showed me where my people lived before they went away. Near lovely sawing harbor at the side of Blacksod Bay. I stood enchanted by the scenes that soon did reach my eyes. This lovely land my people left when they were forced to fly. The fields so green, the sky so blue upon that summer's day. And lovely sawing harbor at the side of Blacksod Bay. I'm going back to Boston town, but not there to abide. And I'll take home my family across the ocean wide. I'll spend when I come back to stay near lovely sawing harbor at the side of Blacksod Bay. Near lovely sawing harbor at the side of Blacksod Bay.
By old Fangle, and her car in the very latest style. She's the belle of every bar in Colorado. But you see a sadness even when she smiles. She has everything a girl could ever ask for. Only happiness her money cannot buy. For whenever someone says, how are things in Ballyhays, you can see the tears in Mary's summer's eyes. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy
days and merry summer's wishes. She could trade in all her riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay. A girl of much ambition, and she met and wed a very wealthy man. He can give her all except for things she wishes, for his plans are much too big for Ireland. Oh, tonight she'll go to sleep on satin pillows, and in restless dreams again she knows she'll hear the lovely Annalee calling, please come back to me. When she wakes, her satin pillows wet with tears. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy yesterday and merry summer's wishes. She could trade in all her riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay. And merry summer's wishes, she could trade them all for riches, for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhay.
One evening long ago, sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee, as she played on Papa's knee, "You promised me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear," she asked. "Come tell me how she used to look," she cried. "Handsome Nell," the old man said, as he slowly bent his head. Tears were in his eyes. He then replied, "She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. My name long, long ago." We were married, she and I, and in every way we tried to make our house a home of happiness. To a bright September's morn,
on the day that you were born. God took her to a brighter home above. She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago, in an Irish country home, one evening long ago, said an old man to his little daughter Nell, who the best of friends must part. She was dearer to my heart, for your mother was the only one I loved.
No one could have known just how you felt that day when you left from your home. And the ones you love most, hand in hand at the door, cried as you walked away all alone. Godspeed you, darling, you take my heart with you. These words, they did strengthen his will. As Pat McNamara, with an ache in his heart, said goodbye to those County Clare hills. As the train left from Ennis with his hopes and dreams, as faith now had taken control, sitting there all alone, he clenched in his hand the suitcase he'd taken from home. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Now in England, setting off to find work on a train in the darkness of night, hoping soon he could send for young Bridget to come and sweet Annie, his darling young wife. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Bound for the Midlands, the train had pulled off. Out of the window he stared. People waved to each other, but Pat felt alone with a hunger he hardly could bear. It was still dead of night at the train's destination, so he walked through the streets in the cold. The next morning he watched men jump on a works van. Pat jumped on with the rest of the load. As I stand by your graveside, I think of your life and how things must have been long ago. I'm just honored I've met and shared some of your time. You're now up in heaven, I know. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, never again will he see his sweet home and those beautiful County Clare hills.
Thank you.
quaint town of Killallen in the county of Mayo was reared the great Pat Lynam so many years ago. Soon made his way to Dublin and says he, I'll take a chance and I'll try to make my living from a good old country dance. So he organized some venues and rang great bands around, Louise, Declan Ernie and the Jimmy Buckley sound, Mick Flavin, Johnny Lockery, Mike Denver lent a hand for the greatest show in Ireland, Pat Lynam's Country Dance. At Pat Lynam's Country Dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's Country Dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quick step, or stand around and glance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's Country Dance. Sunday night at the Spa Hotel with the house packed to the door, and many's the time I left that place with every muscle sore. Come the weekend I'd be fit again, ready for another round, and I'd trip the light fantastic to that good old country sound. It's Friday night and I'm on my way to the county of Kildare, to Satanta House at Selbridge, to a huge crowd gathered there. On the finest floor in Ireland, should be soon I'm in a trance, with the sounds of Tommy's Roadshow and Pat Lynam's Country Dance. At Pat Lynam's Country Dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's Country Dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quick step, or stand around and glance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's Country Dance. You, Pat Lynam, you're the greatest man around. You brought much joy and happiness with your good old country sound. You've mended many broken hearts, we're glad you took that chance when you tried to make your living from a good old country dance. At Pat Lynam's Country Dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's Country Dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quick step, or stand around and glance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's Country Dance. At Pat Lynam's Country Dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's Country Dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quick step, or stand around and glance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's Country Dance. No, you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's Country Dance. Good man, Pat.
Got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one ten dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day my granddaddy died, I was only three. I remember daddy crying as I sat on his knee. The first time I seen a wedding, the bride all dressed in white, looking like an angel beneath her halo bright. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day I got my first guitar, all day I'd pick and sing. And Lord, it must sound awful, those out of tune good strings. But my mama said 'twas beautiful and would ask me sing again. Another treasured memory that I have kept within. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one thin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time. First time I kissed a girl, I still can almost feel her touch. We thought our love would last forever, but it was just a crush. And the day I held my newborn child, so tiny and small, and my wife, she looked so beautiful, this I treasure most of all.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind.
When first I saw the love light in your eye, I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dreamed of you. I love you as I've never loved before. When first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of long ago. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. I've loved you as I've never loved before. When first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of long ago. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16.
Thank you. shine, and by your side together we'll grow old. I threw my sea bag in the bin, brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds of change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. A tailor and a drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still while they sing their fill, they'll shout till the break of day. A sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. We'll walk in the Irish rain.
Club in London, in that far off distant land, a breath me lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. She left her home so young to roam when she was just a child, where she played around its lovely hills with its rich fruit growing wild. The apple trees all laden down can haunt her memory still. Her heart feels sore to walk once more round dear old Barley Hill. She has everything a girl could need, a partner loyal and true. A ring upon her finger brought tears like morning dew. She'd leave it all if she hears that call, come home to Mahoratlin. She loves it still, old Barley Hill, with the damson trees in bloom. Had an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a breath me lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. Those words she said, I will not wed, for I wouldn't feel content, as money cannot bring the joy where my childhood days were spent. As she wiped a tear in another year, she'd return if God should will, to rest at ease neath those lovely trees that bloom round Barley Hill. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a breathly lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. When her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill.
In an country home one evening long ago. Sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee as she played on the...
I am a happy farmer in me little Suzuki Jeep. I drive it up the mountain for to count me sheep. I drive it over rocky ground, I drive it through the bog, and sitting there beside me is me faithful little sheepdog.
Beep, 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 beep. Here's farmer dog and the sheepdog in his little Suzuki Jeep.
Would you stop licking at me?
I used to have a tractor, but the tractor now I sell, 'cause driving up the mountain was so awful cow. Me wife, she said to me one day, get rid of that town heap. What you want now, me boy, is a little Suzuki Jeep. The Suzuki runs on diesel, sure, I have it in the shed. They tell me that it should be white, but I only have the red. The sergeant never dips me tank, the red is never seen, because I'm always slipping him a bottle of Pachin. I am a happy farmer in me little Suzuki Jeep. I drive it up the mountain for to count me sheep. I drive it over rocky ground, I drive it through the bog, and sitting there beside me is me faithful old sheepdog.
Beep, 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 beep. Here's farmer dog and a sheepdog in his little Suzuki Jeep.
Would you get your dirty feet off the seats?
Why she loves the Suzuki by the holy man alive, a dangerous woman to be within the four-wheel drive. She revs her on the corner and she snaps her into gear, and when she gets behind the wheel the woman has no fear.
Hey girl, would you slow down?
His sister likes a bit of style, she lives in Dublin 4. She loves to have a Suzuki parked outside her door. She has a lovely Suzuki with a bull bar on the front, a horse box now behind her, sure she's off to join the hunt. Oh, I am a happy farmer in me little Suzuki Jeep. I drive it up the mountain for to count me sheep. I drive it over rocky ground, I drive it through the bog, and sitting there beside me is me faithful little sheepdog.
Beep, 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 beep. Here's farmer dog and a sheepdog.
Listen to what I'm saying to you.
Here's farmer dad.
Would you get down out of the seat?
His little Suzuki Jeep.
Back to you know you're not a bad old dog after all. Will you sit down?
Daylight has found me here again. You can ask me anything but where I've been. Things that used to matter seem so small when you're looking for a soft place to fall. Don't misunderstand me, baby, please. I didn't mean to bring back memories. Place to fall. looking out the window at the dawn. Baby, when you wake up, I'll be gone. You're the one who taught me after all. A soft place to fall. You're the one who taught me after all how to find a soft place to fall.
Of all the places I have been, and all the sights that I have seen, to me none can compare with the beauty of my home. I've seen the wonders of the world, and miracles I've seen unfold. Still to me there's nothing like the beauty of my home. The winding stream so sparkling clear, the eagles cry when night is near, the mist that covers every mountain high. And when my thoughts drift to the past, to happy times I thought would last, I dream once more I'm back to see the beauty of my home. It's been so long, still I recall the old mill house and waterfall. Church bell ringing in the night so clear. And deep within my heart I know I'll find the strength someday to go and see old friends and gaze upon the beauty of my home. I have been, and all the sights that I have seen, to me none can compare with the beauty of my home. I've seen the wonders of the world, and miracles I've seen unfold. Still to me there's nothing like the beauty of my home. But still to me there's nothing like the beauty of my home.
left here many years ago, when dreams weren't coming through. I'd reach for inspiration, sometimes it would be you. I heard you on the radio, I sure did like your sound. Say it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around.
From the smoke it's hard to tell what's coming down the line. We heard you were a fast train coming out of Caroline. We wondered what you were hauling when you rode into town. Oh, it's good to know there's still a few country boys around.
Must have felt that same old feeling more than once or twice. Guitars pressed against our hearts under the neon lights.
I've got to say that feeling is the best that I have. Boys around.
There's a lot of truth, you know, songs about the life we're living, and I'll have done you wrong.
As long as there's a jukebox and a honky tonk in town, it's good to know there's still a few country boys around.
Say it's good to know there's still a few country boys
again.